Y'all sound so cool. Y'all. Yeah, they already vibing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even know we were starting.
Usually you say on IGs, I'm like,
I'm not used to being on this side of it, so it's different.
It's different.
I'm looking forward to it though.
Don't worry, you will enjoy it.
We're excited. Okay, so shout out to y'all podcast too.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
You want to shout out?
You got it.
We had the same issue last time because we were
looking at each other and it was not. Yeah.
On the spot. Okay. Well, our podcast is called Can I Buy With Y'all? You know, you want to explain how it started?
Oh man, you know what's funny? They asked me this right before we started. Yeah. I was like, you know, let's talk about it when we get on. So, honestly, for a while I wanted to do a podcast. I just didn't know about the business. I didn't know how to start it. Mm-hmm. And quarantine made me kind of just be like, you know what? Let me just start it. Let me put my foot in the door. Mm-hmm. So I remember one day he went to Jersey, and I picked him up at the airport. And he got home. I was like, bro, I've been thinking about starting a podcast. You want to be my co-host? Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right.
Chris looked like he down for it. Chris, he
didn't know nothing about it. We didn't have a name. We didn't have no equipment.
So y'all go way back, or like
2-3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about the same. We're about a year and a half.
Yeah.
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. We just vibe super heavy off rip.
Yeah.
Well, not off rip. She hated me.
Yeah, I did not like her in the beginning. I was like,
my
Miami-ness was not mixing with her New York-ness. I was like, no. Yeah.
So, how did you meet?
We work together. Yeah. Okay.
Where at?
Well, we work at a pool. She's a lifeguard, and I work in the office. Yeah. So, she was like in my space. She was trying to eat really quick, and I was like, you're at my desk. And she was like, yeah, I'm just eating. And I was like, yeah, but you're at my desk. And she was like, yeah, I'm just in record. And I was like, okay, but I need my desk.
And I think I like moved over to the corner of her desk. I was like, damn, bitch, you can sit right there.
I was like, no, I need my whole desk.
Because like
she's rebellious. She knew she wasn't supposed to be.
Don't tell me to do something, I'm gonna do the opposite.
She was just like, yeah, I'm just.
So you knew it wasn't your desk.
There's nobody's desk.
I don't think she meant to do it, but that's like my area. So I was trying to do stuff. So I
didn't know her. I didn't know the pool was new there. And I was coming from an old pool where I was really comfortable at. And I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, look at y'all now.
No, that's how I meet some of my best friends. I don't like them at first, but yeah, it works out. It works out.
I was just like scary because I was like around a bunch of people I didn't know. Position, so
yeah,
and they seem to y'all seem to all know each other. So
no, I didn't know them. I don't know. That's her just being
So who's the more extroverted one between the two? This is my first time meeting you, so yeah. we asking our questions too.
I think it's me.
I think
I'm the more of like I'm down to like I just do things with. Everybody like not like that. Oh my gosh!
Pause.
I'm down for like to go do whatever. And she's the more reserved one who's like, who that is? What
yeah,
about to do. And I'm like, I don't care. Y'all. I'm just down for a new.
No, she likes being around people. Yeah, like, genuinely, she likes being around people.
I'm the same way. Yeah, that's why our show is called Can I Buy With Y'all because I specifically, when I had the idea, I didn't want to just have us two just talking from the camera. Like, I wanted it to be a guest show because, like I said, I feed off of people's energy. Same. So we get a different perspective every time someone comes in.
That's true.
You know, different people doing different things.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen in every episode that we have. So.
Yeah, that gives me energy. Like, when I go into a room where, like, people, especially, like, people I don't know and I can, like, vibe with them and learn something from them or learn something about them and I feel like I got something out of the interaction, like that gives me energy.
Yeah.
I feel like revived.
I'm like that sometimes, but I gotta be
in a mood. Like I'm a social butterfly when I want to be. But if I'm not really like in the mood to really be, you know, and I pick up on energy, I'm very sensitive to like energy. So I could walk in somewhere and be like, I'm not with this. This is not me. Yeah. But I'll try.
I can be like that too. Like if I walk in and I'm not, tell, like, okay, I'm not going to get along here, and I'll definitely want to leave. I'm the kind of person who'll drive myself everywhere, because, like, when I want
to
go,
yeah, you ready to go?
Like, I'm ready to go. Y'all can find an Uber. I'm out. Like, type shit.
Right now, I'm like that.
You like that now?
I got to be honest with you. It's kicking in right now. But being honest, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
No, it's like that. But it's all about, you got to put yourself out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls, you like, you can tell sooner and sooner, like, when you're not, you don't belong in that room.
You said it, you feel like it comes and goes?
Comes with growth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, once you, like, really learn about yourself and learn about, you know, what you fuck with and what you don't,
yeah,
it's a lot easier to tell. You know, when you don't want to be somewhere.
But sometimes you got to suck it up.
Give it a chance.
You got, yeah, sometimes you got to suck it up because you don't want to keep yourself from opportunities, you know? Like,
exactly.
You may meet someone great, so you never want to just, like,
even
shut just, down
like,
completely.
We didn't know y'all. We don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fine line to walk between, like, being or putting myself out there, and sometimes something great happens, and then sometimes it's like, fuck, I just wasted my night where I could have just been booing.
It happens.
I could relate to that. I'd rather be home sometimes.
No, I love being home. Like, being home is great. People are like, why you home? I'm like, I have fun at home. I can have a good time with myself. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't do that, so they don't really understand. But
no, I love being home too, but then I realize, like, especially during quarantine, it's like I need that pickup of, like, going out and meeting people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, like, I need new energy in my life because...
Okay.
Sometimes you outgrow people, and it's like, how are you gonna get new people moving through who are gonna challenge your growth and make you grow faster if you're not, you know, meeting new people?
Yeah,
I'm the same way. I think you were saying, like, don't limit yourself from
opportunities. Yeah.
Like, you know,
can you cut the fan on, please?
I'd like to have times when I stay home, but, you know, at the same time when I go out, you know, network.
Mm-hmm. So when you have like a good networking session, you meet people, you're like, damn, like, that's gonna be a good.
You said a session?
Session.
I've never heard anyone call it a session.
And that, yeah, it's that. It's definitely that. Sometimes,
good networking opportunity.
Sometimes you know. Sometimes you don't want to go somewhere, but you know, like, fuck, I may meet someone here that I need to, you know,
okay.
I need to meet. So
or
then you will go.
Person. I'm like, damn, I'm just going to get my ass out the house.
Oh, okay. That type of
time. When you single, you got to get out of the house. That's how you meet people. Unless you're going to put all your hope into social media.
I'm not much luck staying in the house.
Yeah.
I'm not on the apps shit much either because I'm like, I don't like texting people I don't know.
I can't do the apps.
Nah. Yeah, so how the dating scene for y'all? Like, what y'all?
What, y'all like?
Because we've been hearing the dating scene has been shit lately, so.
I'm going to let my boys start.
Look, y'all both looking at each other.
Y'all looking like y'all don't want to start.
Like,
yeah, that's how they look. They're like, I don't want to say anything to piss. I don't want
right?
to give myself away.
I'm the wholesome one.
I think it's the opposite. I think he may be wholesome and he's wholesome.
I'm the wholesome one.
No, you're wholesome.
No. Why would you be the guilty one?
So he doesn't look like the wholesome one.
I'm just picking, like, I don't think so. He has this thing about
him. Why are you quiet over there?
You have this aura to him.
Yeah, he has.
I was going to speak first. She said, how's
your I get the vibe that you could get wild when you're, like, comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're the one who sits in the back and, like, yeah, I got my girl at home. I'm just going to sit here and vibe.
And he don't really vibe. Yeah, he vibe for the first 30 minutes.
No, he's going to be in the middle of the mosh pit. He's just going to be on the side like,
yeah.
I see you.
Nah.
No.
I think he joined in.
I don't like how close she is to it.
I mean, you're pretty close to him.
When I'm comfortable and loose, I'm wild, but...
That's what I'm saying. When you're comfortable, if you've been walking to new people, maybe not, but like, when you're comfortable, whatever, you're going to be out there doing your thing.
I mean, me, I'm always pretty loose. I'm just like I'm not a loose cannon. I'm just like I'm a fun loose. Like,
You're the type wake up in someone's room the next day loose.
What kind of loose?
What
does that mean?
Because you have flirty loose. Like I'll work the room. I can flirt. But are you like, oh, I wake up the next day, like, where am I type of loose?
That's my line. That's him. Oh, that.
Did I call it? He's the one who gets blacked out, don't know where he at.
He needs some more drink.
You're the one on the side with your little cup of Henny that you nursing all night.
Nah, Henny makes you want to fight. I like to have a good
Henny fight. Makes you want to fight?
Yeah.
Henny makes you want to fuck.
Henny
makes you want to fuck, not fight. That's Henny.
Henny has a different experience.
Yeah, Henny makes you want to fuck, not fight.
You're drinking in there, bro.
You don't want to put me on there. That's how you know you're a ladies' man.
If you're a guy that likes wine, you definitely.
Like, with our podcast, I started drinking wine a lot because. I already drink wine a lot, mm-hmm. as it is, but I, like, when we first started, I would, like, be taking some shots every now and then.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to control the show, so yeah. Like, I can't get too crazy on here. I can get, like, a little wine drunk. Feeling good.
Wine gets you open, but you don't get wild.
We should have given them liquor, bro.
I know.
We should have some Patron shots.
Get some shots rolling real quick.
You want to see him get wild?
You got a crown right here. What'd you do? Darker or light?
Surprise me.
Okay.
Damn. Let's keep it moving.
Oh shit.
Let's do it.
Can't wait. Which camera are we looking at? Which one the main one? They about to get me lit on here, man.
No, but explain more about who's wholesome or wholesome.
All right.
I am the more wholesome one.
No, trust me, I am.
I swear on everything, I am.
Chris, I will pull up videos.
Chris, you got videos?
He said he got receipts.
He got videos. He got text messages. He got emails. He got movies.
Chris, you got movies?
Not like that. It's like a clip. I don't do videos like that. But I'm gonna be honest though. I'm a completely different person when I'm drunk and sober though.
Why you just look scared? What happened?
I might have that barbecue. That's that Haitian rum, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where y'all from? Where y'all from? Like, what's your nationality?
I'm black and Puerto Rican.
Okay, that's cool, mix.
He's Puerto Rican. My mind just happened. I was like, damn, he might be the wholesome one.
What?
I said hope.
I
had my hope face.
You out of it? I know how Puerto Rican. You're out of it?
Get down.
What about you, Chris?
How many kids you got?
Yeah, exactly. That's the real question.
You want lighter books?
Oh, shit.
That's the real question. How many kids?
I got a daughter.
You got a daughter? That's beautiful.
I'm just playing. I got no damn.
Good.
I was about to clown him. I was like, see, I told you.
We do not like guys with kids. Nah, I'm not going to say we don't like guys with kids, but we have our own.
About how we're not going to date guys
with kids.
You sound like you got a baby daddy.
I don't have any kids.
Wait, why y'all won't date a guy
not
with
yet.
Kids? What's wrong with that?
I have dated
that's
a guy.
He's independent. He knows how to handle himself.
Not all the time.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I've dated a guy with a child, right? But it comes with a lot. So not that we have anything against them. It's just things that comes with them that we're not ready for as far as like dating seriously. So we're not knocking dads. I love good dads. They're cute.
I love to see it from afar.
I don't even got kids. I don't know if I'm a good dad or not.
I thought you had a son.
I hope I'm a good dad.
Does he know something you don't know?
I know, right? He's like, I thought you had a son. All right, when we taking this
with these activities.
All right, when we taking this shot.
Cheers.
Oh, that was better than I thought.
She's
She did the wine as a chaser.
I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, y'all, you can tell. Toxic.
We the
What's your sign?
I was getting. Wait.
You'll probably guess it.
Oh my god. Because last time we had.
Are you a fire sign?
I don't know the difference between the fire and the water.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Didn't we just talk about this? And the earth and the wind.
What like you like what? Sagittarius.
I'm not talking about this.
Scorpio.
Don't look at me.
Scorpio.
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, okay. Ooh. What about you? Ooh. Pisces.
No.
Gemini.
I'd rather not talk about mine. What are you guys?
Wait, answer the question. What do you mean? How you can't answer a question with a question?
Ladies first.
I'm a Libra.
Oh, now he wants to be chivalrous.
Ladies first.
Okay.
So what is yours?
Okay.
What is yours?
You said Libra?
Yeah.
Virgo. What month is that?
October. Late September, October.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Late September. I'm Virgo.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You probably... You a Leo.
Than that, though.
You a Leo.
You said what?
We got a closer birthday than that.
So he a Sagittarius.
Yes.
You have closer.
No. Scorpio.
We don't gotta worry about
me. Scorpio. Why you don't want to talk about your son?
Because women put us in a box.
No.
They do.
I honestly don't know shit about the signs. She knows all about
them. I don't know shit neither. I am who I am.
What kind of box, though? He might want to be in that box.
Okay, I'm putting like that box. I'm putting two very difficult boxes.
What, with a Scorpio, what? That's your a sex addict and that's your sensitive, right? Right? A sex addict and sensitive?
Well, he's not sensitive. But.
No, Scorpios are definitely sensitive. No. They're sensitive in their own way. They're not, like, sensitive to everyday things, but they're very in tune with their feelings. I could appreciate it.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
I appreciate it.
You're not like a...
But you're late Scorpio, so you got some Sag in you, which is...
No, I'm actually early.
Oh, you know it all.
You early? So yeah. When is your... Oh, yeah, because your birthday is what?
November
8th. Oh, okay, yeah, so you are early. Oh, so you got a little Libra in you. You'll be okay. You would be fine.
Thank you for this therapy session.
No, I like Scorpios. They're cool. Scorpio is the sign I'm most attracted to, but could never be with.
I got two boxes. It's the Scorpio box and the light skin box. That's not. That's not too
Don't get me started.
You are light skin Scorpio.
Don't get me started on the light skin box. Don't get me started on the fucking light skin shit.
We should do another shot. All right, go ahead, get into it.
Oh man,
you have different kind of light skins, though.
First of all, I'm Haitian, so
the Haitian room.
I'm Haitian, and I don't speak Creole, and I'm light skin. So guess what?
They call her a fake Haitian.
Fake Haitian all the time.
Damn.
I mean, if we're getting started, we're getting started. But so the light skin.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick note. I'm already letting you know right now, the way we going.
I know what you're gonna say.
Alright, then I don't need to say it then. We good then.
Cut the cameras.
Nah, keep on rolling.
But they never answered our original question.
Wait, what was it?
As to if you guys are wifed or not.
Yeah. You're in relationships?
Nah. I don't need that right now.
Oh, Chris took a...
I didn't say I'm in the streets.
Y'all for the streets. Streets. Y'all got that future handbook? Yeah. You...
Nah, I'm telling
you.
Nah, he
might
be chilling a little bit because I know... Puerto Rican swimmers swim, so if he wasn't chilling, he would have a couple kids by now.
Back to the kids. Listen, I ain't got no juniors right now. I'm cooling.
Okay.
How old are y'all? We didn't ask.
Yeah.
I'm 25.
26.
Okay, see? I'm 24. I don't need no kids right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm good.
Yeah.
But that's why we're saying we don't want to date guys with kids, because we're in that time in our life, too. We're building. We're growing.
I've dated guys with kids, and it wasn't the kid wasn't an issue. It's just like when I think about what I want as far as a family. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like for every child under my roof to be from me. You know, I don't want to have to go. I have to include a third party into discipline and how I run my household and things like that. I just don't got time for that shit. But as far as like anything besides that, it was fine. You know, like, luckily that guy didn't have any drama, but I know it could be drama to come.
See, I don't even really know if I want kids, period. So for me to, like, it would already be a compromise for me to go in a relationship and consider having kids. So
right.
If you have a kid to begin with, it's like, that's a big, big life decision.
Y'all want kids? She has.
Shut up.
You know what you want.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you. Me too.
That doesn't even sound we're okay.
Okay, listen. We're all freaks. At the end of the day, we're all freaks. And on some level, we're all sexual beings.
I'm a freak that goes to church.
That's fine. Most freaks do go to church.
Go ahead, continue.
Most freaks go to church. Y'all be on the first row, too.
People who listen to our podcast know all about her freaking
Huh, wait, me?
I haven't even heard it yet. This is my first time.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Can I hear it in person?
I just like to have fun. I think she's had more. She's definitely had more fun than me.
How you just gonna tell her?
Yeah.
That's Cat. I think she's more of a homebody than I am. So
yeah. I would have a steady fuck buddy. Yeah.
I don't really play that shit because I feel like dudes just be catching feelings and shit and like getting the wrong idea.
It's hard to find.
You can tell the way she's talking already.
I had a feeling
because
she just confirmed it.
What? No.
She would say I'm the heartbreaker, but no, it's really
she's a heartbreaker. I don't lead anybody on. Like, if I'm not on that shit, I'm not.
Me either. But good wood is hard to find. You find it. Good wood is hard to find. So when you find it and he cool, hey, Friday nights, hit me up.
She definitely the wholesome one.
Yes.
She just like one good one.
She just got locked down. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
She got locked down. So
yeah, I'm cuffing now. So I'm definitely wholesome. Yeah.
Cuffing season.
Yeah. I mean a winter about to come up. You know. Well, the thing is about Miami. When you in Miami, there's no winter. So you just hoe all year. I live in Miami. Well, I'm from Miami, but I live in Broward. I'm from Miami.
But for me to keep somebody in my life consistently, like, over a period of time, it needs to be a certain understanding, first of all. And second of all, it needs to be a kind of relationship where it's not just, okay, like, what's up on a Friday night type shit. Like, don't try to call me at midnight. And awesome shit.
What we doing?
Why? Wait. You say if it's just a hookup or if you're dating?
No, but like, even if I'm hooking up with somebody, I'm still feeling like we're still sharing energy. Like, I should still be cool with you. Like, we should still be friends.
Why?
Because I'm the same way, to be honest.
I mean, that's important, but I was just telling one of my friends, because she's in the same situation where she hasn't had, you know, sex in a while. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm like, okay, go have sex. She's like, yeah, but I don't want to be a quick fuck. I'm like, you don't feel like that when you're fucking for you. Like, are you fucking for you or for him? Because if you're fucking for you to, you know, catch yours, then you shouldn't be concerned about anything else. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing it for you. So, but I can understand people wanting more, but that complicates it. That's when the feelings come involved.
It's not that I want it more. It's that I want a mutual respect. One, because I don't want him in these streets talking, putting disrespect on my name. Second of all, like, as I live by myself, too. So I don't want anybody in my home or around me that I don't know well enough to know that, like, I'm not going to be safe in my own home type shit. Mm. And, like, or just, like, in my life, like, know that they're...
So do you want to talk to him every day? Or no,
it doesn't have to be like that, but it can be like, hey, what's up? Like, how was your day?
Right, just for y'all to check on each other.
Are you free tonight? Yeah. Like, don't call me at midnight. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to fuck. Yo, what's up?
What's up?
He laughed. What's funny? What's funny? What's funny? What's funny? What's funny? Because he laughed.
Like, if you know, if that, if that's the vibe you want, like, you, I'm sure it hits before midnight. So, like, you can have a conversation with me. I'm a person. I'm not a hole. That's what I mean by that. Right. Like, I don't want to be treated like.
What's so funny? What's so funny?
That is funny.
You be hanging bitches up at midnight?
No. Yeah, he do. Oh. 10 o'clock. He tried to hit it. Why 10 o'clock? Why 10?
10 o'clock, my phone.
All right, no, 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 no.
It's not even midnight. It's actually 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, those are your hours.
I got video.
Wow.
We're not going to say names. We're not going to say names.
I got video.
Oh, those are your hours.
Hold on, hold on.
Look at him. Look at
him. This is between me and him. Lola, we said no names. You know, that's the number one rule, no names, but.
Oh, so those your hours.
I'll expose you right now.
You know who you are.
Send me a clip. I'll put it in the video.
2 a.m. Oh, it's a lot of clips.
2 a.m.
We got to make a Dropbox.
It's a lot of clips.
Long story short.
Wait. Don't talk about me. Talk about you.
I had to wake up early for about a week straight. I had to wake up about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Caught my boy coming in every night.
His other roommate, not me.
7 a.m.
That's our other roommate. He talking about
you was coming in at 7 a.m.
No, not me. The other roommate. We got another one.
I would never.
Yeah, because you're already home. She comes to you.
Okay, so everyone has their whole. Oh, wait. Oh, you serving breakfast in the morning. That's what you're doing?
No. Look, look. This ain't no diner.
Like that, where
yes.
She woke up from a dream, was like, damn, I need
this slide. And you just happened to be up.
Oh, man, Kelly,
I
gotta get out of
you
here.
You just, no. And you just happened to be up. You just happened to be up.
I said, oh, shit, what am I doing?
He just happened to be up. He's like, yeah, I'm up.
Notification.
He like, I mean, I was asleep, yeah, but you could come through.
I was asleep, but you could come sit on it.
You still the wholesome one?
Real shit though.
Okay.
For real though, if I'm fucking with someone, I forgot who was saying it before, but like I like to have a vibe with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been times, you know, you might have a one night stand or you might you fuck someone, it doesn't really work out your way. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, even if we're just fucking around, I like to have some type of connection with them.
Yeah. Right.
That just makes it better for me.
Exactly.
I see you looking at me. I'm being serious.
It makes it more comfortable for the girl, right.
That's
too,
what
though.
I'm saying.
Like, that approach, for guys out there, that approach works so much better if you want a consistent hookup because
yeah,
you have some, that makes the girl more comfortable. She going to do way more for you.
That's true.
If you have that kind of approach and you're like, okay, like, you're still a person, like,
yeah,
homie type shit. We hook up on the weekend.
Nah, I feel that.
Then just being like, what you doing at 2 a.m.?
That's what I'm saying. And like, honestly, I don't like to do that because then it's just like, I'm coming over, you're coming over. I'm just like, all right, like, we just.
It's draining.
We literally just fucking. I don't know. I'm
not saying.
Well, you are a Cancer,
I'm
so.
I'm not saying
that
you gotta.
That's what I'm saying.
Late.
I'm not saying we gotta fall in love or anything.
Nah,
like,
no, but you want a connection.
Like,
but honestly, you have.
A little bit.
But honestly, you have better sex when you have a connection. Like,
exactly.
Having sex with a person you have no connection with
but
is like, whatever.
You're a rarity, but I feel like dudes can't handle that.
We don't know if he can handle it.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I can handle it.
We don't know if he can handle that.
And then they start saying who you out with.
Yeah, he like, especially if y'all have a day y'all normally hook up on and now you can't hook up on that day. Like if y'all hook up on Fridays and now she can't hook up on a Friday, it's like, so what are you doing?
What
are
you doing? Who you out with?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't want
you
seeing
I'm not that type of dude.
You not that look, he like, Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, that's what they all say.
The whole time I was talking, I seen him looking at me. He never believed me.
I wonder why.
I see how they fell for it, right? You really are a good liar. I mean, he got girls come over at 2 a.m.
Okay.
He got you believing
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to send y'all video.
He got you believing
let's
that.
Hear,
the energy, the vibe.
Let's hear your side of the story. Go ahead. Speak your truth.
He's a good liar. That's why speak he pulled all the
keep, tell in, us keep about, in mind it's his birthday month.
Tell us about your
don't talk about my past 2 weeks.
So you've been
tell
partying.
Tell us about your activities and how wholesome.
I'm doing interviews. I'm doing interviews. At least I'm not lying, saying divide the energy. By the way, come over at 2 a.m. in the morning. Yeah,
bro, I don't tell nobody. I'm asleep by 2 a.m.
I should take my shot.
We waiting on y'all.
I need it for this nigga.
I'm already done. Serious. Enjoy y'all. Y'all so funny.
This is literally how we talk to each other, like off camera.
Yeah.
We'd be exposing each other.
I would do it on camera, but there's too much.
No names. Okay, so when was y'all last relation, like last serious relationship?
Wait, he gotta talk first.
Yeah, no, we want to hear about your how cold.
Let's see. Yeah, let me hear.
How intimate are these interviews?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he already forgot the lie he told. You forgot that.
No. I just said with the interviews, like on a podcast. That's what she was talking about.
What interviews you been doing?
I do a lot.
And do you wear clothes?
A whole lot.
Sometimes.
I leave my shirt on.
So, like, I'm very blunt and honest. I'm not going to feed you the vibes and energy and the connection.
I wasn't lying, though.
Like, if we do vibe, we do.
Yeah, I could tell he... He likes to play on girls' weakness, see? Intelligence. Yeah,
because I'm so blunt.
He's the heartbreaker. You talking about me being a heartbreaker? No. You probably the heartbreaker.
I could already pick up on what he do.
Nah, I'm being honest though. I told you I have my whole face.
You're only wait. You're only 24.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not that old either.
I know that, but I'm
25. I had my whole face.
I don't think men get out of their whole phase as fast as women.
So you just putting all men in the box.
I'm not saying all men, but I know it's very rare for a man to be out his whole phase at 24.
I like to think I'm unique.
You think so?
I do think so.
I think you are unique, but I don't know in that category. We'll see. We'll see. I gotta fill you out some more. We'll
funny
see.
Y'all talk like we
okay.
Talk
okay.
Like
wait. I know, right? We different. We not like these other bitches. I'm from look. I'm from Miami, but I'm not a city girl. Yeah, like okay. okay. Listen. So. You're out your whole face. Are you out your whole face?
Yes, of course I am. I'm doing interviews.
Oh, you just said you
do. I'm doing interviews. And I asked him if he's wearing clothes. He said sometimes.
Do you not try
he
to
got
pop?
A whole casting wait, couch hold up, in hold his
hold
apartment.
Up. Wait, hold
up. Look at how you looking.
Wait.
Do you not try out the product before you buy it? Do you not try the product out before you buy
products?
But here's
the thing. They don't need to know that.
Here's the thing. The first time is never going to be what you're going to get after you buy the product.
That's a fact.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait. Never gonna be y'all know about C-minus dick? Y'all know about that? Y'all know about giving girls C-minus dick?
On the first time? We just learned about that.
C-minus dick.
Yeah. Or do y'all give girls like, okay.
I'm kind of thinking what it is. But
so,
yeah.
So the
okay.
first time you guys have sex, do you guys show out and pull out all your moves? Or the first time are you guys like...
Or do you have a specific girl you know you can't give her... You can't give her everything, you know, like you can't give her the A-plus dick because, you know, she'll go crazy out there. So do you give C-minus dick? Because we now know that that is a thing, to give C-minus or C dick, not A dick. Unless it's like a girl you're with.
For me, I'm going to go back to, like, if I'm fucking with you, I'm naturally just going to give you better dick.
Okay.
But if I'm not really feeling, if I don't know you that well, if I'm not really feeling the vibe like that, it's just like, I'm just there.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's what I'm saying is, you saying, talking about interviews, there's no way a girl off rip is going to show out like she would if y'all are in a relationship or if she's trying to lock you down.
Yeah, I know.
So if you running through girls doing interviews trying
whoa,
to...
Whoa, I didn't say I was running through.
Yeah.
Trying out the products, okay? I know first time, if I don't know you like that, it's like I'm trying to you know, get that hit and then leave.
Like, do a little 1-2 step. You're trying to do a little 1-2 step.
I'm not going to sit on it like I sit on it with my mans. Like,
I'm not spinning on it. I'm not.
That's you. That's you.
And so you saying this girl?
There's girls who show out first time.
No, you know I believe it. I believe it.
Oh, I'm sure.
He told me they always say, "Oh, how you know? How you know? How you know?" Look.
Let me ask y'all a question.
But for me to get to that level, I gotta like I said, like we talking for a while, yeah. And like, okay, I see a future with you. You check all the boxes, like. Think you're a good dude.
I mean, I never had a one night. I mean, I never had a one night stand. So if I had sex with you, then we had something. You know, whether if it was like us talking every day or us just being cool and, you know, keeping in contact with each other, but we had something. So I'm not gonna say I show out every time, but I ain't gonna have no nigga talking bad about me. You ain't even gonna be like, yeah, she was alright, but I ain't giving no head.
Yeah, I went to a big school.
I ain't giving no head. I ain't giving no head. You not getting head from me unless I really, really fuck with you.
No. That's not
if I don't fuck with you, I'm not
that
giving you head.
The boyfriend package.
Like, yeah, that's the boyfriend package.
That's the boyfriend.
That's the boyfriend package right there.
How you feel about that?
No comment.
Nah, you can't be Chris. Chris, you can't. Nah, Chris, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. No.
If you knew it was a one night stand, would you go all out? If you knew it was a one night stand.
No.
Well,
so you saying
it's
girls don't.
It's a one night stand.
I've had.
He ain't no good.
That's like, girls.
You know, this man's not going to hit me up ever again.
Oh, so you saying so they do whatever because they know, like, yeah, we ain't really going to see each other again?
No. This is about you two. I'm asking y'all.
Mm-hmm.
In my past life.
You put out.
In your past life.
In my past life.
You put out. You know you did. You put out. If you knew it was a one night stand, you put out. You did.
I was learning myself. I was trying to see what works. You know, I was trying different things with different people.
I never had a one night stand. Every guy had sex with dead ass.
You feel like a hoe.
No, dead ass. No, I've had sex with a guy that I've known just one time because it was trash, but I've known him. We were talking. Mm-hmm. But I never met a guy and we just hooked up. Like, I never had
never
that.
Met a guy
that
in the club and went to the car.
No, that's one experience I always hate on my homegirls for. I'm like, damn, y'all bitches done had it. I never had that.
Car one time.
Face. And girls should, but I just never had that.
Listen, there's a period in my life.
Finally, we're hitting a real conversation. Here we go.
There was a period in my life where, like I said, I was learning.
Look at the clock. We usually hit it 40 minutes in. It never fails. Go ahead.
There was a period in my life where I was learning. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I was working full time and going to school full time. I didn't have time to text niggas back or whatever.
Yeah.
Of
right? So sometimes.
The one night stand was convenient.
It's like, I'm out. I'm already sauced. Yeah. I'm in the mood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're right here. So what's up?
I think people should have a one night stand. Like
did
I say, I hate.
Did you give your all?
You depends did. On how sauced I was. But
you did.
I had some good nights. I had some good nights. I'll just say that.
She sounded just like you.
One night.
I think everyone should have a one night stand.
I told you that was a past life, though. That was a past.
I'm glad you had one night stands. I think they're necessary. I just never had one.
It was unnecessary.
I was home. I spent the like.
Things I did, but
was it fun?
It was a learning experience.
Yeah, it's always learning experience.
I feel like if I didn't have that period in my life, I wouldn't be where I am today.
You owned your pussy, and that's what it's about. You owned your pussy.
That's why I feel so.
Of course, you guys feel the same way.
Yeah.
So, like I was asking, when was your last serious relationships? And then I'll be able to tell you who's I'll be able to say who's wholesome or wholesome.
Do not count the load. You know.
No. My last one for real, was high school.
Okay.
It was 3 years.
I'm about to say.
Ended right before college, and I feel like that kind of like
that put you
it
off.
Set the tone.
It low key fucked me up a little bit,
okay.
Not because of her, but just because like I was transitioning into a new scene,
okay.
And like there was just so much other girls around me at that point. It just kind of like came naturally.
Okay.
So
I kind of went through a similar experience, like going into college. I was like coming off a relationship. I didn't end it when I should have. I like petered out and then fucked me up. And I had to learn and grow and then, you know, do my thing.
And it's hard too. Like when you come in if you're like 18, 19, you're not like, I want to go to college and get a girlfriend. Or I want to go to college and get a
boyfriend.
Exactly.
You're not thinking like you just going to college. But, you know, you have to kind of learn and adapt. People come in your way. Going with the flow.
I feel like those days are, I'm really happy that I didn't stay in the situation, because those are the days that are, like I said, I had a lot of personal growth. I learned a lot about myself. Had a lot of fun. Maybe some sketchy times as well. But at the same time, like, if I hadn't done that then, I wouldn't know, like I said, like, as much about myself and what I want out of. Now I'm at the place where I'm like, all right, I know what I want in my next relationship.
And you know what you deserve as well.
I know what I deserve. I know what makes me happy. And it took a little free time to do that.
Hey, same boat. Chris, when was your last serious relationship?
You know what? He's in an entanglement right now. He don't want to fuck.
Yeah, he don't want to. He don't want to talk.
You know what?
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. No, we don't. No, we keeping that. Thank you. Yes.
Sip your tea.
Hey, you can't stay safe forever.
When was your last serious relationship?
You can't stay safe forever.
Senior year of high school. Yeah, like he said.
He's laughing already.
Look.
Or was it, maybe it was a situation.
He's not lying, but I don't want to.
It was for 3 years, but I moved down here and we had to break up.
Okay.
That's it.
See, that was my problem. I moved down here and I didn't break up.
See, look.
We need more details.
What were you saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It's on you now.
I'll get back to him. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I'm going on his ass. Don't even worry about it.
I was saying I feel you because I lived on campus too. Mm-hmm. And
it's easy to run through people on campus.
No, I don't know how else to say it. That's the easiest way to say it.
He like, look.
Both girls and guys, everyone just bowed it at that time.
Yeah.
When you first moved on campus, like, elevator.
You're hanging out with your neighbors and drinking.
Is it kind of like when you go on a cruise?
Kind of, but you're there for a year.
Oh, okay.
Like, imagine if you were in a cruise environment, y'all partying together,
What?
You probably have some shit.
If I wasn't
down on a cruise.
I can't relate.
That's y'all. Honestly, I never did anything on a cruise, but it's easy too because you meet people from like different places. Like I met these guys from DC, and I was like, oh my god, I love DC guys. Their conversation, they swag was just like.
And
then I met dudes.
And they stay next door.
Yeah, and it was so cool. So it's like, but I grew up around a lot of men, so I have like my daddy drilled in my head. I have my uncles drilled in my head, you know. So it's just like, you know. So I have to. I always try to keep like a. I can't wild out like that, you know. I just can't. Like I can't. I can't do that.
Super
religious household. He tells me I just can't.
Go ahead.
I came from super religious household, so like. Where she had, I had it drilled in my head too, but I got to the point where I was just rebelling against all of it. And that's why I said I went through a learning phase, because like I came up this way and I had to learn, you know, the ways of the world and come back. You know? But we back to
I feel the same way, but
go ahead, Chris.
It was drilled into me. Like I just can't do that.
No, like I have
but
fun.
What you been drilling, though?
Exactly.
No.
What you been drilling?
She has a dirty mindset, bro.
It's his birthday month.
She has a dirty mindset.
What you been drilling? And you are a Scorpio.
I'm going to send y'all some videos.
Yeah, we need, because he
my question.
Chris playing right now. And I know he is.
Chris, how you playing?
All right,
ask me anything. What you want to know?
we want to know what these interviews are about. And are you just running through the lineup trying to find the one? Because it's not going to work that way.
What do you think?
From what I've ascertained from this conversation.
Okay.
It feels like you got a lot of entanglements going on right now. And you're trying to find...
Chris, you got a lot of hoe in you, okay? You got a lot of hoe in you.
Wait, hold up. Individually.
Chris, you're a hoe. Yeah, Chris, you a hoe.
Individually, go ahead.
Explain yourself.
Continue.
I just summed up what she was saying. You got a lot of hoe in you.
Do I get that vibe off?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
With your light skin
Scorpio self. Light skin Scorpio self. Yes.
You see how they put me in a box? You see that? Scorpio and light skin. Here it is. Coming out. Fine.
No, That means you no good.
That's a fact.
That mean you no good. As my mama would say, no good, but so good. I know guys like you. Yeah. Now, look at Chris. No good, but so good, Chris.
Like I'm in church.
Preach, baby.
Christopher Mathis.
Anyway.
Oh, your last name Mathis. I know about her, Mathis.
So you're not
but, okay.
I'm not. I'm doing interviews.
Interviews.
What does that?
Okay,
wait. Okay, let me.
Why they gotta be
listen,
bitches?
Do y'all have numbers? Like, do y'all have a number one, a number two, a number three, a number four? Like, y'all have numbers?
Wait.
Look at his face. Look at the bottom lip. Look at the bottom lip. He like, yeah. Look at the bottom lip.
Everybody got numbers.
Everybody got numbers?
Listen, it's because you're doing interviews.
So how many numbers you got?
What's your first candidate? What's your second candidate?
She asked first. Go ahead.
How many numbers you have?
What's the number of your lineup? You got a basketball team or a football team?
And you got an all-star, and I know you got a. I had an all-star team.
Are there any teams that play solo?
No.
Tennis.
Swimming. He ain't got no damn solo.
There's no solo. He ain't.
I'm trying to be humble about it.
Cooling right now.
You cooling?
I'm cool. I'm cooling right now.
You dating someone seriously?
I'm not dating someone.
He got a number one spot. That's what we're gonna say.
The 2 a.m.
Listen.
Yes, I got a number.
Yes.
Listen.
She is the number one spot.
Okay, you have a number one.
Number one.
Is that number one? Why?
She just convenient.
All right.
Cause she be hitting you up, and it's like, all right, you can sit. He said
yes. Girl, you can come on Alpha Approved next, okay?
I hope
she don't hear this.
No, listen. Let me tell you something. If you leave here with nothing, understand that girls love honesty, and if a girl you're dealing with doesn't respect your honesty, then you should go. Okay? You should go.
I mean, I try to be honest in all I do.
Chris can't be honest.
Oh, no. That's 100% true. It is. Believe it or not, I'm very blunt. I tell girls I'm not into relationships, and they respect that.
You're not blunt about these questions. So, I don't know how many people are going to see this, but why are you hiding?
You want to be honest?
You're taking away from your personality.
When I'm talking to a girl, I don't sell dreams and break hearts.
Oh, see.
Let's let him finish. We're not going to expose you. I'm just saying me, I don't sell dreams and I don't break hearts.
Okay.
Someone else does. I don't know who. Someone else does.
I'll say a name right now.
You know, that's my number one.
I'll say a name right now.
We don't say a name.
Give me a letter. Yeah, bleep it. We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
Stop a heart about 2 days ago.
Oh! 2 days ago!
Shit!
2 days ago! 2 days ago!
He's trying to say, I'm the heartbreaker. Look at this. That's crazy.
He's showing the day. 2 days ago.
I'm tired of you not answering questions.
Yeah, you gotta cut that out. This what happens.
Today's like December 1st. Know that.
No, it's not.
November 15th. Okay.
All I'm gonna say is I heard you and Eli talking the other night.
Cool.
See, that's what you get for not answering questions. That's what you get.
Let's just say, right, I go out one night, I do my interview, she fails it. Why can I not go out the following night and do another interview? What's wrong with that?
It's nothing wrong with it, Chris.
I think we're both in the same time of our life, point in our lives, right?
Me and you?
Yes, because I feel like right now I'm doing interviews. I'm looking for something.
See, look, she doing interviews too.
I feel like no, but not the same. I'm not doing naked interviews.
Yeah.
Why can't I do an interview one night and not another interview the next night?
You
did I say naked interview? She said
I asked you if they have on clothes, and sometimes.
Exactly. She's talking about just all of them is just naked interviews.
That's
you.
Where that's not happening.
Okay.
But I'm saying, if you're really looking for somebody to be serious with, you're not fucking every date that you're going on a date with, like.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'll put in a scenario.
Because she's like, okay, I want to open my legs down, doesn't mean you dive in.
You could be opening your legs up too.
She's feeling you physically.
Bad energy.
She's feeling you physically, and you're feeling her physically, and you're talking, da-da-da, and you realize, we don't got...
You could feel a lot of people physically.
We're not meshing, but we can do what we do.
What's that? Have sex?
I have no idea what that is.
We could do what we do. We could have sex.
I like cuddles. We could cuddle at the end of the night.
Oh, you'd be cuddled.
So he is the heartbreaker.
I like cuddles.
This is the timeline, right?
I like cuddles.
He goes on the interview, right?
Uh-huh. Interview. Why you gotta do it like that?
The interview.
Interviews.
No, it's a real interview.
He goes on the interview. He goes on the interview. Right? Mm-hmm. They vibing. They got some chemistry going on. Mm-hmm. She's thinking like... Hey.
Which is not hard to have if you're drinking, but continue.
Okay, so you're doing your interview or whatever.
Right.
Right? Next step is, okay, we have chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, damn, I've been texting this dude, right? I'm feeling him. He's feeling me. Mm-hmm. And she's thinking... I mean, like, I'm not a hoe, but, like, I'm feeling him. He's feeling me. So, like, maybe we'll just smash tonight because I see a future with him. Mm-hmm. So y'all go home. Y'all do the nasty.
Why are you laughing over there?
He cracked it up.
Why you going?
Why you laughing over there? Hold on.
Y'all go, because my...
Go ahead, why are you laughing?
I want her to finish
first.
I know you're laughing.
Because
I'm
on point, right? My story is, all right, they go home, they go do the nasty. He's like, wow, that was great. Yeah. He showed out all his skills, apparently.
Yeah.
And they cuddle after, right? Uh-huh. She's like, damn, maybe I found somebody. Uh-huh. And then the next night, he does that same shit with another bitch.
Boom.
Can I stop you right there?
Mic drop.
Not even the next night.
Oh!
The next morning.
He took her to breakfast.
You. Wow. And then he took one of breakfast and took another one of brunch. It took another one of lunch. You like mimosas?
Come on. I just want to say I truly apologize about your 2 a.m. comment because you really right now. Hey, out. 11 o'clock is a new one.
So then, wait, I didn't finish my story, though.
But that's what you
home.
Girls think. I'm glad
she,
I'm wait, wait, wait. A girl's
so she,
perspective.
She goes home right here.
She's feminine.
It went so well.
Fuck with him.
And then boom, next thing you know, her message green.
I think we just had like a whole therapy session, and I hope you go home and think about your life.
Chris is like, man, fuck that. I'm living my life. And the thing is, it's fine to live your life, but just understand that if you ever want something real, you will have to go back and do some healing. Because honestly, no girl is going to want a guy that's casually having sex. And honestly,
the caliber of woman that I'm assuming you want, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The caliber of woman I assume you want in your life to be wifey that you're interviewing for is not going to put up with this shenanigans.
It's not going to be. Yeah, they're not.
And guess what? The wifey you're looking for.
You have to go. You have to go to her with their shit together.
She's not going
to
show out like a porn star on your first night.
Yeah.
That is not what's going to happen.
So look.
And she probably not even going to smash.
She not even going to smash you on the first night.
Look. If you fit that criteria and you're looking at this, hit me up.
They not gonna hit you up. They just heard about all your activities. I told you
he ain't gonna. He gonna take nothing from
you. Fit that criteria. Don't let me hit on the first door though.
Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
He
got time.
I'll give him that.
He started his whole phase late. Okay. Okay, you only a year into your whole phase. Have fun. Have fun.
Baby girl,
I'm so sick of him.
Baby girl,
oh, I know. This is every episode with
us. Baby girl, if you can help me heal.
Look at this.
You don't need
nobody to help you heal. You need to heal yourself.
You need to sit with your shit.
Don't come to me all fucked up. Heal yourself.
Here's my last note. It's okay to be in your home phase.
He fresh in it too. He only a year.
Be real. Don't treat these girls like you really trying to wife them.
One day you gonna wake up. Listen. One day you gonna wake up and your thing ain't gonna get up because it's gonna just be tired of casual sex. Gonna try to get up one day, but guess what? You gonna try to get it up for the girl you really want to be with, and it ain't gonna get up, and she gonna be like, look, she,
wifey, you better hurry up.
She gonna be like,
My dick don't work no more because I ran.
She gonna be like, I need to go to the gas station to get you that little pill. Like, you need that little pill already. Wow. No, I'm not trying to deal with this for the next 25-30 years. So no, let me go. So then you just messed up. You just missed wifey.
Look, she better hurry up.
Send a message to your wife right now.
Miss Wifey, you better hurry up. Time ticking. You don't want no limbo. Come on now.
Wifey, come with a little pill.
Bumps on there. She
don't
want to look at it.
Yeah, there's bumps on there.
All right, y'all. This has been another episode of Alpha Approved with your favorite hosts, Nat and Lex. And go ahead, shout your stuff out again.
Oh, we shout out. Hey, why you here, man? Follow IGCAZ_0. It's your boy, Kaz. You can follow our podcast at Can I Buy With Y'all. You can follow this on Wholesome Man. Go ahead.
The wholesome, the truly wholesome one. My name is Chris.
All right, we appreciate y'all. You can find us at alpha.approved on Instagram, alphaapproved.com. You can find all of our information, and we'll check you out.
We out.
We appreciate all you beautiful women.
I'm going to cut you off.